Hello and welcome back to The Brunch Files, where we serve up bottomless brunch-worthy topics about life in your 30s. We're your hosts, Rachel and Tegan, and on the menu today, we are talking about household chores.
Yay!
It doesn't sound like the most exciting episode.
It really doesn't. We were actually just talking about this, having a coffee before we recorded, and we're like, what are we going to record about? And we were having this deep conversation about who does what chores and what we hate.
Because Sean and I had like a mini argument in front of Rachel about, I don't know, leaving something out on the bench or whatever.
Was it only touch it once? Sean's trying to.
Oh yeah, we're trying it. Yes, in our house, we're trying to implement. Well, Sean came home. He's like, he watched a reel and he was like, it's the one touch rule. It means you only touch things once. So rather than, you know, getting something out of your bag and putting it on the bench to then only have to put it away later, it's like just go and put it away straight away. It's actually much more difficult than you would have thought. And I just knew it was destined to fail. And all of this week, every time I find something of Sean's lying around, I'm like, how's that one touch rule going, Sean?
And this would apply to dishes, because how many times we put something on the sink instead of straight into the dishwasher, or how many times have our husbands or
partners done that? That was the catalyst for the little mini spat this morning. Well, it wasn't really an argument. It was just, you know.
You were very civil. But Sean was like, why don't you guys do an episode on this? There's like, it's good banter. Like, there's so much stuff in. And also, I always find it really interesting to talk to friends about the split of chores in their household.
Yes.
So friends that are in relationships, like who does what, and is it even, is it something you're both comfortable with? Like, you know, maybe you hate one job and so your partner does that, but then you do one that he hates or she hates or whatever. Like,
yeah.
So we thought, first up though, let's paint the picture.
Yeah.
What is the state of, you know, domestic duties in Australia. So we got some stats off the Australian Bureau of Statistics. So people in Australia spent an average of 3.5 hours a day on unpaid work activities during 2020 and 2021. And that was talking about things like household, you know, dishes, washing.
But probably also like looking after kids and all that stuff as well, right?
All of that, yeah. And so on average, females spent 4 hours and 31 minutes a day doing unpaid work activities. Males spent over an hour less on these activities, averaging 3 hours and 12 minutes a day. And less than half of males, 42%, spent less time on housework compared to 70% of females. But they actually they broke it down into parenting too, and it said mothers spent an average of 3 hours and 34 minutes participating in childcare activities a day, while fathers spent 2 hours and 19 minutes. This is averages, so obviously different households would be different.
But I actually would have thought the split would be greater.
Yeah, me too.
In a way.
Maybe it speaks to how far we've come.
Yeah, I mean, it's still obviously over an hour discrepancy, but I would have thought it'd be close to, on average, men maybe doing 50%.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I hope that it speaks to how far we've come in terms of, you know, there was a time probably where mums were stay-at-home mums and dads went off to work, and so, of course, you did more at home. But now with both parents working full-time, the split should be even of what you're doing at home.
Yeah.
And so I think we're getting closer to that, and those stats would support that. But I don't know, we'd be interested to hear actually in your household, what's the split like? How do you find it? But we talked about some of our worst chores and then some of our, not our best chores, but our least worst chores.
Yeah, we're kind of like, what are the best and worst chores? And I don't think any chores can be categorized as like the best things, because at the end of the day, like, you know, I don't mind vacuuming, for example, but I'm not going to do that for fun.
It's not a leisure activity. I really struggled because I'm like, I actually do not like any housework. Like,
yeah, I feel like my measure is some of them are just totally unsatisfying and they're just gross and just annoying, and ones you just, you know, and then others are a little bit more motivating. I think that's how I would classify it.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, which ones drain me? And which ones give me some sort of sense of satisfaction that it spurs me on to continue.
To keep going and not just throw in the towel, so to speak. All right, worst chores. What are some of our worst chores?
Oh, I reckon the one that tops the list for me is the folding, washing and putting it away.
100%.
It's horrible.
See, I will happily put a load of washing on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sort the washing. I don't mind doing that.
Put it into piles. Throw it around. Yep, totally. But when it comes to taking it out of the washing machine, to be honest, hanging it up on the clothes horse or chucking it in the dryer, I don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Doing a trip outside to the line, no thank you.
But having to go and then get it off the line, fold it and put it away is a whole other thing.
Fun fact, I do not fold washing. I think that's an entirely unnecessary step. And I'm talking about like sitting in the lounge room making piles and folding them. I will take it from the line or the dryer straight to my wardrobe, and from there hang things straight up, fold them as I put them in the shelf, whatever. I just think adding a whole other step is unnecessary.
I remember growing up, because there was three kids, our like formal lounge, mm-hmm. the couch in there would just always be like the dumping ground for the washing that had to yes. get folded and put away. And I remember mum would always be like, it looks like a laundromat in here. Because it was just one of those things that inevitably like, yeah, I mean the washing and hanging out takes like, you know, a couple of hours mm-hmm. and then the folding and putting away takes like 7 to 14 business days. Yes.
What do you reckon the longest you've gone without like putting away a basket of washing is?
Probably to the point that we've just used all the clothes yep. in the basket.
Just never ever put it away.
I actually remember as a kid, this is obviously like, oh, sorry, mum, but this is a long entrenched behaviour for me of not putting it away. But I remember there was plenty of times when mum would like fold all our washing, put it on the bed.
Yep.
And then I'd come home, put it all on the floor. Where would I want to do? And then I reckon a lot of it went back in the wash before it was even worn again.
Oh, no. Got mixed in with the dirty stuff.
Yeah, it was like, oh, I can't be bothered putting that away. I'll just put it back in the washing machine and we'll start the cycle again.
Oh, no. Thanks, Mum. Can we tangent quickly to losing socks in the wash though? Because we, growing up, Mum had a bag of odd socks.
Oh, we did too. And whenever Mum would pull out the bag of odd socks and be like, help me pair them, we'd all be like, no.
Mum used to give us like 5 cents a pair or 10 cents a pair. Oh. And so she'd be like, all right, find pairs and I'll pay you for them. Oh, nice. And so that was kind of a fun job. But I
don't think that's a fun job because mum would always like, go check under your bed, check here just to find them. Mum was like,
where do they go?
I don't know. I'm convinced. Even now, Sean and I'm like, I swear I put pairs into the washing machine and single socks come out.
I have got an increasingly growing pile of odd socks. Yeah. For a long time, I was like, this is not going to be an issue for me because it's just me and why would I lose socks? It's become an issue and I don't know how.
Yes.
But back to the fault, like a basket of washing, we've had this basket of towels and sheets sitting on the spare bed for over a week now, and I keep walking past it and I'm just waiting for Andrew to put it away. And I actually brought it to his attention. I was like, so do you just like think because it's like shared stuff that did you just not see it? Like, but then to be fair, he's got baskets of washing and he's in the spare room, which is the study, which is his wardrobe because I took the whole walk-in robe, that he just takes it out of the basket and uses it instead of putting them away. So maybe the folding the washing thing is his issue. Like, putting away washing is just his, like.
But probably because he's like, well, it's in the spare room that no one uses anyway. So it doesn't, like, we don't go in there. So it's out of sight, out of mind.
And I'm about to rage do it, but I just wanted him to, like, see it and take the initiative.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't complain because he does pull his weight. Yeah. But then does he get frustrated
when you pull that up? Because if I bring that stuff up to Sean, he's like, well, if you've seen it for a week and you've been waiting for me, like, don't play games.
Andrew gets all like, well, because I'll be like, do you not think that, like, the towels or the joint washing is, like, your responsibility? And he's like, and he'll point out to him, he's like, I do it. I'm like, yeah, but I just don't think you do it as much as I do it. I think you do it as much as you think you do it. So, yeah, folding and putting away, absolutely bad.
Sucks.
What else? What about cleaning the shower?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of cleaning the shower. This is one of the reasons why we actually have a cleaner.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind – so let me preface this. I don't mind doing, like, the surface wipe, a bit of a clean, but, you know – and like every 3 months or so I do like the deep clean, like scrubbing, get out the exit mold and stuff. But the actual like the shower screen, all that sort of stuff, I just, you know, I don't love it.
This has made me like really check myself. Confession, I don't think I've cleaned a shower in a number of years. Andrew does our showers and we also have a cleaner. So mostly the cleaner does it, which is awesome. But I have not cleaned or deep cleaned a shower in my living memory. What? That's really bad.
Yeah. I think sometimes for me, I just get in a mood and we'll talk about this later when we get to the best chores, but sometimes I just get in a mood and chores. Like you see things and it's like,
and you can't stop.
I can't, it's like, I can't do anything else until that is done.
Yeah, no, I hear that.
So I'd probably do it in that, like I've been known sometimes to get like the toothbrush out and like scrub the grout because it's just sometimes when the moment strikes, the urge strikes. But on the whole, it's a crap chore.
When you hit that cleaning frenzy, yep.
Yep.
What about unstacking the dishwasher? See, I think that stacking it, and we'll talk about that in the least worst chores, chucking stuff in, a bit like chucking on the washing machine, that's satisfying and easy and good. Mm. The moment you open it and it's clean, does your heart just sink?
There's nothing worse, especially when like you haven't unpacked it and then they've dishes have subsequently built up in the sink and then you go to put a dish in the dishwasher and you're like, oh no.
Oh, no. And then the plastic's all wet. And I know. So like I just put
apparently,
it in.
Apparently, my friend Kate was telling me this, if you buy Rinse Aid, apparently when it dries, like you don't have that issue.
I'm going straight to buy Rinse Aid.
I didn't know that was a thing. I always knew there was, apparently it does.
amazing because I just feel like plastic never dries. We put ours in just straight up into the dish drainer and leave it there until it dries.
I just bother usually with the tea towel on the bench because we've got a little like bit of spare bench above the dishwasher. I just put a tea towel there and stack it all on until it dries.
And pretty much,
it's so annoying to dry as well. Like
they don't dry.
Yeah,
I hate plastics for that reason. Putting the bins out.
Oh, Sean does.
That's an Andrew job.
I also think worse than putting the bins out because they're smelly and they're gross and just ugh. Anyway,
you have to go all the way to the bin. But then
when you have to clean the bins, I think ours are at the point now where I'm like, they need to be. I'm going to tell Sean to like get the pressure washer out and like actually clean them.
Professionally
clean because it just like builds like all the stuff just builds up and it's just so disgusting.
Andrew and I had a fight about this recently because the bin was really smelly. And, like, something had leaked, so it was icky.
Oh, yuck.
And he, like, emptied the bins and then brought it back and – but he hadn't cleaned it.
Does he always replace the bag as well? Because Sean has been known to take it out, bring it back and not replace the bag. And then you go to put something in the bin and you're like, there's no fucking bag.
I would say 90% of the time he does. This particular time he didn't. And he hadn't wiped it. And I was like, Andrew, I'm like – what is this? Like, finish the job and it stinks. Why didn't you clean it out? And he's like, I put vanilla essence in it. And I'm like, Andrew, you can't just drip in some vanilla essence and not wipe it. He's like, that's what you do. You meant to put vanilla in to make it smell better. I'm like, you've got to wipe
just
it.
Mask the smell.
That's what I said. It's like rotten smell.
And then
smell.
You get like rot mixed with vanilla. Ooh. Yuck.
Anyway, I think he was coming back to wipe it out. I don't know what his plan was. But anyway, needless to say, I lost patience.
I've never heard about that, putting vanilla essence in your bin.
Well, I think like because you can use it for like cleaning up, wiping out the fridge as well. It's like meant to be really good for odor. So there's probably something to it. And maybe I just interrupted his process, but I was just like, I have no time for this. Put it, wipe it out and put a bin liner in.
Oh gosh. The other thing I would say, I reckon is having to clean. So the grease trap, the like seal of the washing machine.
Oh, that's disgusting. I did that the other day and it was foul.
Or like the little filter in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Like anywhere where grease just accumulates over, like grime,
well, like
I should say, accumulates
over
a long period of time. Yeah. And it's like damp and just.
And have you seen, like when you pull that dishwasher filter out, whatever that slimy
I don't do it. Sean
living.
Does it.
Yeah, Andrew does too. I think I did it once and never again. This like slimy living organism. I don't know what it's not living, but it was like.
Okay. I was like, what?
It looked horrified. No, it was like, I'm like, what is this? Like what is on this? It's like this, it's disgusting. I don't know.
Yeah. Is that what you meant to get like Drano for or something? I don't know.
Maybe.
I have bought sometimes those like you know the you can get like a dishwasher cleaner thing that you just put in the dishwasher and then you put it on a hot cycle and it cleans and you can get them for your washing machine as well, but they don't really get the grime out.
You've got to just get like a cloth and you've got to get into that rubber seal
disgusting.
And it's like it was all black.
It's revolting. Like, and I'm like, where does this even come from? Like I understand from my clothes, but you're like you think it would all get rinsed out as the rinse, you know.
Yep.
Anyway.
Another tangent on this. Speaking of build up of grime, just a reminder to everyone, wash your emotional support water bottles because this is revolting, but I was like it's got water in and I'm rinsing it out all the time and I hadn't put it through the dishwasher or anything and I realized like the inside of the metal was like a bit slimy. Like foul. This is embarrassing. Maybe everyone washes their drink bottles. This was just a Rachel problem.
No, apparently I don't wash mine enough, I don't think.
Yeah, because like mold and also in the like creases around the thing, like I always wipe that out. Now I'll get like a tissue and get into the cracks and stuff because mold and like stuff builds up and I think like it could make you sick. Like it's not good. So yeah, wash your drink bottles.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What else?
I just put anything outdoors.
Oh gosh, no, that's Andrew territory. See, I'm complaining about little things inside, but Andrew does everything outside. He picks up Maisie's poo, he does the mowing,
Sean
he does
that
weeding.
Too. The only thing caveat to that would say, I don't mind weeding from time to time.
Can be satisfying.
Yeah.
But not those weeds that break as you try and pull them out, if they come out cleanly.
With the root and everything, yeah. But generally, yeah, anything outdoors, not a fan. There's bugs and there's spiders and there's just...
It's the elements.
Ants and
we sound so precious.
You feel itchy and stuff afterwards. It's just not.
I hate getting dirt under my fingernails, so I love a bit of planting of like you know herbs in pots and my indoor plants and all that kind of stuff. But I do like to wear gloves because I just hate how the dirt gets under your fingernails.
Yeah, well, you should always wear gloves if you're outside and in soil and things like that.
Mm. Yeah,
from like a health perspective.
I'm not. I grew up on a farm, Tiggs. I'm like, get in the dirt. But I just, it can be really satisfying and nice and it's really good for us to be out there in the dirt and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I kind of leave it to Andrew.
I don't mind it like once all the big stuff has been done. Like, you know, at the end of spring, summer, where there's like not an accumulation of like damp leaves and all the just, damp. You know, all that stuff. But like in the middle of winter or the first sort of big blitz after winter at the start of spring, just like no thank you.
Yeah, we're in a rental at the moment. I just feel like I take no pride in like our garden and our area because in my mind I'm like, this is temporary. When we get our place, that is when I really want to throw myself into all that and make it beautiful, make a beautiful space and do the maintenance. Andrew's great. He takes a lot of pride in like our house and stuff, so like he always wants everything mowed and neat and all that stuff, but he kind of does it. But hopefully
Sean does most of it too.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get better at that when, I'm just making excuses, aren't I?
Oh, what else do we have?
Oh, cleaning oven dishes after a big meal, like making a roast.
Oh, yeah.
The grease on everything.
And it's like caked on.
Ugh.
And then Sean has a habit. He's like, I just leave it. He's like, it's got to soak.
That's me. I'm 100%. I'm a soaker. Just leave, I'll leave things for days.
Well, that's what he'll do. It'll still be soaking like 5 days later. And I'm like, come on. And it's still caked on because it was never going to come off. Like you had to just – or sometimes he'll soak things in like they're in like non-stick pans. It's like, mate, they don't stick. Like you can just wipe it out.
See, I soaked a non-stick pan yesterday. It's me being lazy waiting for Andrew to clean it.
Or he'll put things in the dishwasher that just aren't like – meant to go in the dishwasher. Like there are certain things, like I'm pretty much most things can go in the dishwasher, but some of our really good cookware and things like you're not meant to put in the dishwasher.
Does kind of wreck it. I've done that with some good pans and it loses the
they do.
Their goodness.
Yes.
What about cleaning the oven? Do you clean your oven?
I've done it twice. We lived here 4 years.
Yeah.
And I've made the decision now that I'm outsourcing the job.
100%.
So I've received quotes.
Tell you what I did. Would your cleaner do that if you added it on?
I probably wouldn't ask her to do that because I think it wouldn't take like the time. Like, yeah, I'm literally going to get a service. In. No, they come in a van.
What?
And the van parks in your front driveway. And I think they just like take everything out there and like they take the door off and clean. Because I've got grime like between the glass. And like, how did it even get there? It's like
how
a drip.
Can you clean it?
And I don't know how to clean it. And
not love it.
Anyway, so yeah. I mean, it's not the cheapest. I think it's like $300 or something. But they can even do the stove. Because even the other day, this is going a real tangent, but I was, you know how we've got a gas stove and you know how you can kind of like lift up the little
the things
furnace
off the top. Yeah.
Yeah. And how filthy they are underneath. Ooh. I was like, what in the world? And I just put them back and was like, that I will out of sight, out of mind. But they also do your range hood and everything as
that's
well. Like
good.
They're add-on services. But I'm like, I think I'm just going to pay someone to come and do it because I do not. And I really hate the, I know there's more like natural ways you can clean your oven, but I feel like it doesn't work as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story in a moment about that.
Yeah. And the actual like oven cleaner, like is it the Sheen or the Preen or whatever it is? It's just so like toxic. I'm like, I just don't want to.
And then you've got to cook, and as if that gets out and then it seeps into food.
No.
Our cleaner, like, she does the range hood and she does the stove, and we could add the oven on. We haven't yet, but also we lived in the house for a couple of years and hadn't cleaned it. And recently, like a couple of months ago, I couldn't sleep. It was like 5 a.m. and I'm like, I think I want to clean the oven because I wanted to make sourdough. The backstory, the context was I wanted to make sourdough.
It's a weird 5 a.m. thought. Yes. I don't wake up at 5 a.m. and go, oh, I really feel an urge to clean my oven.
But it was like, it was starting to like smell like burnt stuff when we had the oven on. And I was like, I need to do something about this because I want to cook sourdough. It stinks like burnt food. And so I started Googling and it was like natural ways to clean your oven. And it was like make a paste out of bicarb soda and water so that you can literally coat every surface on the inside with it. And it was also like put towels in the bottom of your bath and put, I think, like bicarb, morning fresh, a few things in your bathtub, lay your trays in the bottom on the towel so it doesn't scratch the bottom and then put the water in so it's submerged. And then it's like leave them to soak for 12 hours. I didn't read that part. And same with caking on the bicarb stuff on the oven, leave it for ages, like overnight. I was like, I want to do this in an hour. So I hadn't fully read the thing. And Andrew comes out and I'm like, there's like bicarb marshal over the floor. I'm like trying to scrub the oven things. He like looked in the bathtub and it was just a nightmare. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I really wanted to clean the oven, but it's not working. Anyway, Andrew finished the job and he did a better job than me. But I will say natural things, it may have worked, but you do need overnight or many hours because it wasn't being very effective in the time.
Yeah, this is why I'm just going to get a professional service to come in and do it.
Andrew actually got the lemon out and he's like, it's acidic. You need the lemon to get rid of the grease. I'm like, how do you know this? Like it's him with his with his vanilla and his lemon. But that worked more. He like used a lemon and stuff to like scrub the things and it kind of worked.
It just feels like really hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Brief interlude. I'm on call. Come back to that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I think I'm going to stick with my outsourcing plan. I also think I use the oven less a lot more. I use it a lot less now because of the air fryer.
True. It's actually so much easier.
So moving on to the least worst. Feels wrong to say best.
I have nothing to contribute to this list. I hate all really? Chores.
No, some of them are good. My favorite chore would have to be vacuuming.
See, I hate, my back hurts when I do it. I just don't love it.
Do you have a good
it.
Vacuum though?
Well, no, I've got a RoboVac and then the cleaner does the really solid one and I just put the RoboVac on in between.
But does the RoboVac go on the carpet and stuff? Do you let it? You let it do that.
Yeah. I just haven't accessed the mop. The mop feature yet, yes. Yeah. Because I don't know how to separate it from the boards and the rugs. So I just do it for the whole lot. And it does it all. It does a really good job of like that maintenance vacuuming. Yeah. We've
got a RoboVac as well.
Yeah.
I tend to put it on like if I've done like when I'm cooking and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like yep. You know, you can just go around and collect all the crap. But it doesn't I don't think it does the best job.
No. Okay. Ours probably needs we need to replace the brush and stuff. We had an upstanding, is it Black & Decker one? I think we bought. Yep. There was meant to be a pet hair one and we used that for a long time. But what frustrates me is the tiny little head and the huge expanse of floor and the fact that you have to cover every inch and I'm always worried I'm going to miss bits and it just is so tedious. Yeah. But tell me why you like it.
Well, we have a Dyson, one of those must help. fancy stick Dysons, and it was quite expensive. I remember at the time we got it, we got one with it's got quite a big
tank,
yeah, because some of them, we had one before,
they fill up
and it was very small and you do two rooms and it would be full. But I think what is really satisfying is you do it and you're like, oh my god, look how much stuff has come up off the thing. And there's nothing better than when you're vacuuming and you go over a good patch of stuff and it makes that, you know, you get the sound. It's
the ticking of stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So I think part of that is it's just satisfying. You see, and it leaves the nice lines on the carpet. You just can see the progress that you've made.
No, I get that.
I like.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And you also put mopping the floor.
Yeah, I don't mind mopping. I think it's a similar thing.
I get the satisfaction. I do get the satisfaction.
And I think also because I think maybe the other reason I enjoy them is they tend to be the last things that I do. It's I do everything else and then you vacuum and mop.
Then you light the candle.
Yes, and then it's done. And also the floor cleaner smells nice and then it makes the whole house smell fresh.
Tell you what I love is
and
walking.
It's lovely.
Yes, walking in bare feet on a freshly mopped and dried floor.
Yeah.
Where nothing is sticking to your feet. It's just clean. Yep. Actually, I don't hate the mopping. Actually,
and as
Andrew
far
hates
as
mopping,
so gross chores, neither of them are really disgusting.
Yeah, true. It's kind of just, except the mop water as it gets dirty.
We've got one of those, it's a stick mop and you spray the floor and then it's got one of those mop.
So does the spray
I don't use
come
a bucket
out,
of water.
Does the spray come out of the mop itself?
Yeah.
Okay, I need
it's
that.
It's got a little handle. So you spray and then you mop.
Can you?
And then all you do is replace the little pad thing that Velcros onto the bottom of the mop.
All right, link me to that because I need it in my life because I don't mind whipping out the mop just to do
and it's
once
got a little
over.
Water tank built into the mop that you put the water and the floor cleaner in.
Okay, because, my issue, getting the bucket and doing
I don't have that. No.
Yeah. I've used before at work, at the strength studio, I think it's called a wet vac or something, and it vacuums and mops at the same time.
I'm just always a bit skeptical of those
it
sorts is, of
it
things.
Was incredible though. It was really? A really good one and I just don't even understand how it works. So yeah. But you would go over a space and it was just sparkling clean, sucked up, mopped. I was this is insane and I want one. I don't know
Amazing.
How much they are.
That would be good. It would definitely save time.
Yeah. It's like skipping a step, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, dusting. I get this. This is something where you reward for effort. It's not labor intensive. You can kind of just run it over and everything looks sparkly clean. So
again,
I get that.
It's satisfying. Yeah. That's what I think. I think anything that you can see your progress and it is immediately visual and apparent. Because there's so many, all those other jobs on the worst thing, you can kind of hide them and that's why they don't get done for ages. Mm-hmm. And then you can chuck the washing in other room or you can do whatever, close the door.
Yeah,
but all these ones, it's people come in and they're oh, your house is so lovely and clean. It's
yes, it is.
Yes.
I mopped and I dusted.
Yes, exactly.
What else?
I put tidying in the same category.
Yeah, you can just run around and tidy and put away and it's satisfying.
Yep. Some people have, I remember watching this TikToker or YouTuber or something who was saying that every night before she goes to bed, her and her husband do, they call it a 10-minute tidy. And they set a an alarm, a Google thing. They're just Google set a timer for 10 minutes. And then it's just they run around and it's as much as you can get done in 10 minutes. And she was 9 times out of 10, we get everything done.
That's so funny. Mum did growing up, we did 5-minute pickup all the time, several times a week. Mum would set the timer on the microwave.
We'd often remember the microwave timer.
And we'd grab like a laundry hamper or whatever each, and we would run around for 5 minutes, pick everything up.
Yes.
And like, it was like fun because it was a game because you had to get it all done in 5 minutes. I hadn't thought about doing it as an adult with Andrew, but I might enact that. Andrew would be like, what are we doing?
But I feel like it's just like 10 minutes, get it all done and it's done.
Yeah.
And you sit down, you know.
Love that.
Again, you probably do it in 5. You could probably challenge yourself to do it in less.
5-minute pickup.
We already spoke about these two, but putting the washing on is fine.
Don't you just love to separate them, throw them in, put in the soap, press play? Tell your ultimate hack. What I would sometimes do in like lockdown was when I was like really trying to procrastinate chores, I would put my washing on the eco cycle, which took like 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd be like, awesome, I've put the washing on, and then I couldn't hang it up for another 4 hours.
Heaps of time. And stacking the dishwasher in that same vein.
It's so quick and like it's easy and you can just put it all in. And I find it really satisfying to chuck in the tablet, shut the door and press play. And
because it's like everything's clean and you can hear it going. It's like everything's being cleaned. I don't have to do it.
And I'll say to Andrew, I've done the vacuuming and I've done the dishes. He's like, so you put the dishwasher on and put the robo back on? I'm like, yep.
Yep, yep, doesn't matter. Outsource where you can. Oh, what else did we have?
Washing your sheets. Oh my gosh. I hate making the bed though, but Andrew does it. So like I will strip them, but he'll see me stripping them and be like, no, not yet. Doesn't need to be done yet. Cause he knows he's going to have to make the bed later.
How do you see Sean hates making the bed and he refuses to do it.
So you do it?
I do it. I wouldn't say I love it. Like it's not going in the least worst list, but it is not like the worst.
It's putting on the doona cover that gets me.
Yeah. It's just all the pillows and like, just,
I don't mind the pillows.
You know, the whole thing's a bit just, you know, but generally he comes in and like he'll help the last like little bit or
like
he'll
do a couple of
or something like that. But I think I like it because I love nothing more than having fresh sheets on the bed. So I'm just kind of like, it's my gateway to like the best thing ever. So we've just got to quickly do it.
I might change mine today just purely because I love having fresh sheets.
I'm changing mine today. I've already decided.
It's already happening.
Yeah. I told Sean, got to come off. I think as well, like probably in the same vein as dusting, like spraying and wiping surfaces. Like again, just that immediate like sense of satisfaction.
Yep.
It's just like done.
And you know what the trick is? Is like drying it. So spray, wipe, then dry. Whether that's often with tapware, so kitchen or bathroom. Yes. If you have a paper towel or like a microfiber and you dry it off, that's when the real magic happens. Like shiny sheen. Yes. Mm. Actually, and that's not bad. Yes. Like it can take like, I don't know, 20 seconds to spray and wipe down your bathroom sink and vanity and stuff. And that's reward for effort, quite huge.
Yeah.
We actually haven't got anything about cleaning toilets on here. Which list would you put that on?
Oh, I think I'm cleaning toilets a lot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it on the worst, to be honest, because I tend to just, you know, you just put the toilet duck in and give it a scrub and done. It's not the end of the world.
No, I actually don't mind cleaning the toilet.
Yeah.
I find it really satisfying and just having a clean where you've spray.
And I often have one of those, like, you know, something in the toilet that keeps it fresh. You know, those how would you call it?
Those little things.
Yeah, the things that kind of clip over the side of the bowl and then every time you flush it, like, kind of helps to keep it clean and smelling nice.
I might get
and
some of those. Stuff. I just love, like, the spraying and so I just use toilet paper, though. I don't use a cloth because I'm like, ew, I'm not going to make a cloth toilet.
Oh, no, I generally just use a toilet brush
as in every other surface.
Oh, so yeah, I use toilet paper as well. Yeah.
And so I spray it all and then I just use oodles of toilet paper to, like, wipe it all down. Then I just flush it all away and it's done. I actually don't mind cleaning the toilet.
Yeah, it's not the worst of the worst, for sure. Oh my God, did you put cleaning out the fridge on the least worst? I just really looked at the list. I'm like, where did that come from? I definitely did not put that on there. I would put that in the worst chores.
I love this. I just sneakily, I just snuck that in there because this will be a good discussion point. It's a bit like cleaning the toilet. As a child, I would often volunteer to do the fridge and do the toilets. I don't know why. I find it satisfying. I love to do a cull, chuck everything out that needs to be chucked out and just spraying and wiping it all, having a clean fridge. I don't hate it.
I cannot relate. I hate that job. Like half the time I go and do like the big grocery shopping while I'm out. I'm like, Sean, can you go through the fridge and like throw everything out? I'm like, I'm doing the grocery shopping.
I will say Andrew never chucks anything out of the fridge, rarely chucks things out. He always tells me we have to wait till bin day to put food in the bin.
Too.
I'm like, no, if we wait for bin day, it'll never happen.
I know, exactly. It's just the worst. The last thing I had on the least worst list was organizing like cupboards and things, but mm-hmm. only when the mood strikes.
And only then.
Like I think about, if I think about my wardrobe, mm-hmm. like I reckon 3 times a year yeah. I will do like a big declutter, but it's, you know, it'll start off all pristine. Everything's folded yep. nicely. And then it just slowly over a period of, you know, a couple of months just falls into total disarray. It's almost there now, not quite. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden one day it's just like, no, I can't stand this
can't
anymore.
Take it anymore.
And then I just, literally, I'm like, I have to do the whole thing.
Yep.
And then you do the, you know, cull for the op shop and mm-hmm. whatever, and then the bags stay in your boot for like 7 million years.
But how satisfying is that when you take and you actually put it in the bin?
Yes.
I actually am due for that probably as well. And someone, I was messaging a friend this week and she's like, just going through the linen cupboard. And I was like, I need to do that. I need to cull old linen, see what we need. We need new towels yes. and stuff. Like we just need some fresh linen yes. cupboard content. But, yeah, you have to be in that frenzy, like that yep. mood of like I'm sorting everything, I'm tidying everything, yep. I'm culling. You have to be in a cull mood. You know, sometimes yes. you're not in the mood to chuck things out. You have to be ruthless. Yep.
I reckon about a month ago, Sean and I did the pantry. We've got quite a big walk-in like pantry. And like understairs thing. And it was just like, no, I cannot stand this for one more day. And then I reckon every day for like a week after that when I walked in there, I was just like, I just felt so much joy. Yes. I was like, it's just so clean and lovely and organized and everything has a place and it just looks nice. And
it's the best.
It's just the best.
I love it. What would you say, quick chat, split of chores though in your household? How do you guys work it out?
I would say, I think Sean doesn't mind doing chores. I will totally preface that. And he's pretty good at it. But I would say I'm often the initiator, yeah. if that makes sense. Like if we're both in a mood to just, even if stuff needs to be done and we need to sit down and do it, it's never, we just want to sit down and like relax.
Yeah.
Then if I'm okay to do that, we do that. There's never a time where I want to do that and Sean's like, Tegan, we've got to do stuff. Whereas it always happens the other way around.
You'll push, like you'll be like the one to instigate.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What about you?
Andrew's really good. Like I know I've complained about little things and there's stupid little things that he just somehow refuses to do, like empty the sink trap or whatever that might be. But on the whole, he really pulls his weight, which is good. He does do all the outside stuff and
Sean does all the outside stuff
too. And so there are more things that I do. I mean, I do like the grocery order and the meal prep and probably a lot of the cooking, but that's purely because I follow meal plans and have certain goals that I'm adhering to. So he kind of just lets me do that. It's not like it's not a choice that he's like, I don't want to do it. He's just like, you do you and I'll fit in. But to his credit, he'll come into the kitchen and help, you know, when I'm cooking dinner, he'll be like, oh, what can I do? But, yeah, I think on the whole it's good. It's probably just more I do find I have to ask sometimes. Like
yes.
what annoys me is having to point out that this needs doing, like that basket of washing on the bed. Like why don't they just see it and do it?
And I think I do a lot more of the – and I think we've spoken about this on the podcast before, but how women tend to adopt the role of the household manager.
Yes.
And I definitely think I do that. Like I tend to do a lot of the organization around the house, like the grocery shopping, for example, or like often Sean, I've had a few arguments in recent weeks where, you know, we get to like, I didn't do the shopping on the weekend because for whatever reason, we just didn't get done. And they get some Monday or Tuesday, we've got no food, but then he doesn't think, oh, it hasn't been done. Let me ask. It's like, don't you think, hey,
yes.
what do we need for groceries this week? Like on Sunday afternoon, if you notice it hasn't been done, like it doesn't, that thought sometimes doesn't occur to him.
Yes.
Yes.
It's funny, isn't it? Like I think that's, I find I'm sort of proactive. If I see something out of place, I'll fix it. Whereas he obviously can just walk past it and he'll sometimes put something on the bench near the bin or like he'll leave his pre-workout shaker in the garage instead
Sean
of putting it inside.
Sean has a really bad habit of – sorry, Sean. Sitting down on the couch at the end of the day, taking his socks off, but then just leaving them on the rug.
Andrew has socks everywhere.
next to the coffee table. And then the next day I'll come in and I'm like, there's just socks there. It's like, just go put them when you get up off the couch, go put them in the washing basket.
Yep, there are
like
socks everywhere.
You literally have to walk past our laundry to go upstairs to go to bed. It's like, it's on your way.
And I couldn't bear, I can't, like the thought of leaving my socks on the floor in the lounger overnight. I'm like, I'm going to fix this problem before I go to asleep. Like, yes. He just clearly, it just doesn't faze him. And like, there's socks, he'll leave them in his shoes in the garage, and then Maisie grabs them and takes them to her bed, and then they get hairy, and it's like, what are you doing?
Like, and we've come back to socks.
Socks are the problem, not us, clearly. But yeah, look, I don't want to bash Andrew. He does an amazing job, but
yeah, Sean's the same.
It's just funny the things that they can ignore or not think to just get done.
Yeah, I think it's just come some of the differences between men and women.
Yeah, I think so. But let us know. How do you? What are your best and your? Sorry, what did we say?
What least?
What are your
worst?
Worst and least worst household chores and activities? We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening. We love to get your feedback. If you can leave us a review, leave us a comment. We absolutely love to hear from you. So we'll see you in the next one.
Bye. The Brunch Files would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the lands on which we live, meet, work and play, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and of course any First Nations peoples who may be listening today.
This podcast is all about the adventures, stories and laughs of being a woman in her 30s. While we strive to entertain and share relatable experiences, please remember that our content is purely for fun and shouldn't be taken too seriously, and it's definitely not professional advice. Life is a wild ride and everyone's journey is unique. We believe that laughter is the best policy, and we're just here to spread some joy.